Hello and welcome to the NITV News Podcast. A historic native title claim across Narm, Melbourne has been lodged with the federal court. The claim, filed by the Wurundjeri Woiwurrung peoples, stretches about 200 kilometres across the greater Melbourne area.
It's a city renowned for its arts, coffee and major sporting events, but for traditional owners, this land holds deep cultural significance.
All through Melbourne are our ancestors' footprints. The MCG is our traditional area where we had our corroborees, where the government house is the camping ground between Wurundjeri and Woiwurrung. Dyke's Falls is our initiation grounds.
The continuation of that cultural heritage is now being celebrated as a formal native title claim over the area has been lodged.
We want to be able to speak for waterways, the land, the sky, everything. So, and our community is going to benefit from being able to do what they want to do on their own country.
And there is stuff up in Tagadie.
If approved, the claim will recognise their traditional rights to land and waters under Australian law. For the Wurundjeri Woiwurrung people, it's a milestone moment that's been a long time coming.
And it's probably been since about 1856 that this has been in the pipelines, so it's about time that it's coming back for us to speak for our country.
In terms of our young people, of course, we want to have that say and be a part of that cultural practice, again, to share that knowledge with our children and the children that come next after that.
Native title requires applicants to prove an unbroken cultural connection to the land preceding colonisation. The claim stretches almost 200 kilometres from the Werribee River to Mount Gregory. Additional consultations are expected with neighbouring clan groups.
We want to be able to share everything and be everyone on the same page. We walk together. We want to be able to all walk together in this journey.
The application will now be considered by the National Native Title Tribunal. Emma Kellaway, NITV News.
Two schools in New South Wales have taken out the top honours in a National Schooling Reconciliation Award ceremony in Canberra. The Briar Road Public School in southwest Sydney and Evans Head Woodburn Preschool in the state's north coast were the winners of the Reconciliation Australia's fifth Narragunna Wally Awards. Held every 2 years since 2017, the program supports educators with tools and resources to embed Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander histories, cultures and perspectives in everyday learning.
It's pretty emotional and powerful and exciting and great recognition of all of our hard work, and not just Kath and I, our whole team and all of our families and our community. It's a recognition of everyone, not just our effort shared. And it's pretty huge and exciting and, emotional.
A sighting of a rare white humpback whale off the New South Wales coast has excited and confused scientists in equal measure. The whale, known as Ciali, was spotted off Sydney on the weekend. Every year, more than 50,000 humpback whales make their yearly migration south down Australia's eastern coast to feed on krill in the cooler Antarctic waters. What surprised scientists is that rather than heading south, Ciali is heading north.
Why she's going north, we just don't know. Let's hope she turns around, or perhaps maybe this is a reflection that other whales might go north for a bit of time and hang out in Australian waters for a period of time before going south.
The Kangaroos have completed a clean sweep of the Men's Rugby League Ashes series with a third straight win over England. And it was all about black excellence in Leeds. Josh Adokar getting the party started for Australia with the side's first try inside 4 minutes. Before the second half saw Reece Walsh steal the show. The Broncos fullback crossing the line in the 67th minute for the Kangaroos' fourth. He then rounded out the 30-8 win 10 minutes later.
Well, the Harry's looking to break away. Here it is. Reece Walsh gets it. Left foot! Nostradamus! Give us a hug! Bring it in! Michael Ennis has called it!
Ashley Gardner has celebrated her first game as captain of the Sydney Sixers by taking career-best bowling figures, leading her team to an emphatic win over the Perth Scorchers. Gardner took 5 for 15 with her spin-off, baffling the Scorchers' batters.
Oh, she's such a good player, Ash Gardner. And maybe captaincy is going to sit really comfortably on her shoulders.
The Fresh Prince of Arnhem Land, Baker Boy, has released his long-awaited second album, Dan J. The hip-hop sensation named the album to pay tribute to his late grandmother and says it showcases his evolution as an artist.
Baker Boy, welcome to NITV.
Oh, thanks for having me. It's been a minute, NITV, yeah, it's been a minute.
Your debut album, Gila, was hugely successful, but now you're releasing J&J. What has it taken for you to get to this point in your career?
With Gila, I was still kind of like finding my way around like who I am as an artist, but it was still such an amazing album. And that one's more kind of like, you know, the happy party vibes, Baker Boy, positive and all that, where in J&J it's more about, you know, the growth as an artist and, you know, show the vulnerability side and, you know, showing strength and solidarity and like all that through music. And yeah, you know, I'm ready to take over, yeah.
J&J is the title of this album. I know it's deeply personal to you. Can you share a little bit about that?
The album is named after my late grandmother. J&J was the matriarch in the family, but also she was the one who introduced hip-hop to Arnhem Land, especially to like my dad and uncle. And they wouldn't be Baker Boys if my grandmother didn't go over to like Hawaii and then brought back like the records and some VHS. I kind of grew up in that element of like the hip-hop and still like doing also traditional dancing and stuff, and so kind of like sticked with me ever since.
What do you want young mob, or you know, people from community to take away from this album?
I am literally just like every one of them, and they definitely have a shot in the world to become who they want to become. I definitely feel like they can do it. If I can do it straight from my community out and about, like doing amazing work, I reckon they can too.
Thank you so much for joining us on NITV and congrats on this incredible album.
No, thank you so much for having me. This has been an amazing time.
And that's all for now. I'm Luana Grant. For more Indigenous news, tune into NITV News Weeknights.